This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's Monday, already the 4th of August, 2003. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm honored to be here. We're going to cover a ton of vital news and information today. Coming up early in this hour, I'm going to cover something that I went over several years ago. I covered this 3 years ago on air during the election. And I informed the listeners that I would not be voting for Al Gore, that I would not be voting for George W. Bush, because they are carbon copies of each other when it comes to their actions, not their rhetoric. And people had trouble believing the policy of Bush that he would reauthorize the assault weapons ban and expand it. He told you what he was going to do to you. And I had a lot of callers who denied it at the time as I would read excerpts of Lord Bush's speeches here on the air. Well, I have the NRA fact sheet here, and it's NRAILA.org. That's the NRA Legislative Alert website. And it's most sweeping gun ban ever introduced in Congress, Clinton gun ban, reenactment ban, bans millions more, and right here, bans all, that's their quote, all semi-automatic shotguns, and they even have a link to the subsection. Shotguns that hold two rounds, folks. Everything. We're talking everything. And I try to explain this to people, and I have been shouted down on radio shows by people that call in and say, I'm a liar. So just keep living in your fruitcake land. This bill has a very good chance of passing, and I'm sick and tired of the total denial by you people. I mean, it makes me sick, and I'm not talking about our general listeners, but the types that are driving along in their cars, listening to this show for the first time, and just decide to deny what I'm saying here, just because it's painful, and they don't want to believe it, and they want to keep living in their strong delusion that everything's honky-dory because we've got Lord Bush and the neocon crowd. We're losing America, people. And because you're in denial, it may be too late unless we're able to kickstart the conservatives out there into reality to realize what we're really facing. There is a bunch of other news. It is, some of it's good, some of it's bad, some of it's ugly. But we're going to cover it all here on the worldwide broadcast. I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day and back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, and we go out on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates. We simulcast at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on the internet and Global Shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and at night from 9 to midnight, 5.085 and 6890. If you'd like to find out more about the network itself, the different shows, the different satellite feeds for individual listeners or for your station, simply visit GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. All right, strap yourselves in. We're going to go to break and come right back. And then we're going to get into the news. And there is a lot of it. I'm just going to skim through some of the headlines and then go back into some more of the meat of some of the key stories. And we'll take your calls as well today. InfoWars.com is being updated right now, folks. We're going to post again the NRA admitting Bush wants to take almost all the guns.
Hardly a day goes by in the garden without the Cobra Head. I want to tell you about a great little garden tool called the Cobra Head. First, take half of the tools you're currently using in the garden, throw them away, and call 1-866-YO-COBRA. The Cobra Head is like having a steel fingernail. This tool plants, scalps, cultivates, transplants, dethatches, harvests, furrows, digs, you name it. The Cobra Head can do it. With the Cobra Head, I can make quick work out of weeding my garden beds, especially between the garden rows where space is tight. I love to spend time in the garden as any gardener does. But now my time in the garden is a lot more productive. The Cobra Head handheld multi-purpose garden tool has certainly earned my personal stamp of approval, and I'd recommend it to anyone. But don't take my word for it. The Cobra Head just received the recommendation and seal of approval from the National Home Gardening Club after being tested by 200 members. Don't wait another minute. Call toll-free 1-866-YO-COBRA. That's 1-866-962-6272 or visit CobraHead.com.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, again, folks, big show lined up for you on this 4th of August, 2003. We had our 1-800 lines running through Global Crossing, and they've gone basically bankrupt, so we're switching our 1-800 service over to AT&T right now. So they tell me we should have 1-800 lines back up for you to call in about an hour or so. There's still a few phone lines. You can still call 800-259-9231 and then hit extension 125, and that'll get you into the board if you'd like to get involved on air. So dial the same toll-free number and 800-259-9231, extension 125. But we're not going to calls for 30, 45 minutes, and by then they'll probably be up. So I would hold off on calls for now, though I know you're going to want to comment on all the different news items that we have for you today. Coming up later in this hour, I'm going to engage in liberal socialist evil on the air. I'm going to warn you about the most sweeping gun control ever. Again, that's not conservative. That's bad, according to Ann Coulter and others who've been on this show. A real conservative talks about mindless issues and how stupid Hillary is all day while voting with Hillary for gun control, while voting for Hillary to invade sovereign, innocent countries. you have to vote with Hillary, almost identical record, and then walk around talking about how conservative you are to really be conservative. If you're actually pro-gun or pro-sovereignty or against open borders, that is very, very bad. And we're in the very, very bad camp here on this show. And, you know, I'm learning how to be a good neocon here, and I'm apologizing that I actually don't want to turn my shotguns in. The most sweeping gun ban ever introduced in Congress, Clinton gun ban, reenactment ban, millions more guns. H.R. 2038, introduced by Representative Carolyn McCarthy, does not just reenact or reauthorize the 94 Clinton ban, but the so-called Sullivan ban law. It bans millions more guns, and it begins the backdoor registration of guns. All told, it's a giant step closer to the goal started by Clinton gun ban sponsor Senator Dianne Feinstein on CBS 60 Minutes. If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Miss America turned them all in, I would have done it. That's a quote. There is no 10-year sunset provision in the bill, H.R. 2038, and it permanently bans every gun that is currently banned and with numerous overlapping provisions. And it bans every gun made to comply with the Clinton ban, bans guns exempted by name or type under the Clinton ban, commonplace Ruger, Mini-14s, Mini-30s, ranch rifles, 30 caliber carbines, and fixed magazine semi-automatic centerfire rifles, bans all semi-automatic shotguns, bans Remington, Winchester, Beretta, Benelli, and other shotguns commonly used for hunting, trap, skeet, sporting clays, and self-defense, bans them by banning their main component, called the receiver. That's Section 2A30J of the bill, bans them because they have any characteristic that can function as a grip, Section 2HII and B42. Folks, I've read the bill. It's worse than what the NRA is saying. It basically bans every gun in the country but Black Powder. Now, this is NRA saying bans all semi-automatic shotguns, and that means double barrels. That's considered under this a semi-automatic because it can fire in rapid succession, pull the trigger, it shoots. So stuff that was, you know, out there 200 years ago is going to be banned. And folks, this is very, very serious. And Bush says he wants to sign this. And the neocons will absolutely go into a deep worship fest screaming, you're a liberal if you're against it. And you've heard them. You've heard them on this show. You've heard them on national radio. You've heard listeners who've gone to their chat rooms and websites, and they'll scream, you're a liberal, get off our site, you communist, if you mention that Bush is anti-gun, anti-border. And I'm sick of it. I mean, you neocons are the most pathetic, mindless creatures I've ever seen. We know what a mindless, useful, idiot, bleeding-heart liberal is, but you're worse because you think you're a conservative, a constitutionalist, when you were doing nothing but aiding this corrupt, out-of-control, illegitimate government. Imagine Al Gore trying to ban all semi-automatic shotguns. Folks, the list of things they're going to ban goes on for page after page. I'm going to read it later. I'll read that in about 20, 30 minutes. Yes, I'm angry. I'm sick of your ignorance. Look, I've been on radio shows, and they will call in, and they will deny this. You're living in a wonderland. You are very, very childish. Well, I like Bush. Maybe he needs to do a little gun control because, you know, he's got to compromise. And I think you're a liberal. I think you're lying. But even if Bush is doing it, so what? And it's a certain type of caller. They'll call in. They'll go, well, I support the president, and he's not going to do something like that. And that's not true. And the host will say, well, actually, yes, it is true. Here's on one show, he goes, here's the Associated Press. It was months ago when this was getting announced. And the caller goes, well, fine then. Oh, man. This feels so good to be an idiot. So I don't mean to spend all day on this. Hey, we'll lose our Second Amendment. I mean, it's almost gone, and the cops will take your guns, and they'll walk around with, you know, Bush Cheney bumper stickers on their cars, and we can all be slaves. I guess that's really what it comes down to. I guess that's really what it's all about. By the way, the NRA will admit this on their legislative alert section after a lot of pressure was put on them, but their America's First Freedom magazine just hails Bush as pro-gun. So it's a very, very interesting. You've got different factions in the NRA. When the last head of the legislative center, lobbying center, came out for a $47 billion government land grab of private property and tried to use NRA money to lobby for that, he came out and attacked the Paragon Foundation, which is very constitutional and what you could call conservative or libertarian. They fight for land rights, private property rights. The NRA viciously attacked Jay Zane Wally and the Paragon Foundation. The NRA joined with the Sierra Club and Nature Conservancy and attacked the Paragon Foundation and gave their phone number and website out. Well, Wally went on the air and, in short order, crushed the Trojan horses inside the NRA, and the head lobbyist, the head of that directory of the NRA, was fired. Well, we need to fire the new director of the NRA, the new president of it as well, because he speaketh with forked tongue. They want your guns, folks, so they're going to get people into positions. Judas goats, Judas Iscariots, backstabbers, Benedict Arnolds, Trojan horses, into those positions. That's how war works. You know, double agents. As Ron Paul has now exposed, the Bush administration is the ultimate Trotskyite double agent attack force. That's not Alex Jones, that's Ron Paul. And you just can't believe the horror of Bush saying he'll sign a bill to ban all semi-automatic shotguns. You can't believe the horror of Bush cabinet controlled by Trotskyites. By the way, the Secretary of State, Colin Powell, is a globalist and is bad enough, but he's on the way out, by the way. They're going to put another Trotskyite directly in that position. Powell was the only one that didn't have a Trotskyite background, though he has a black ops background in Vietnam and in the Iran-Contra scam and activities. Oh, and before I get 100 emails that I'm racist, a black op is a secret government program with secret funds. I'll get emails. What's this about Colin Powell and black operations? I say that because I got some email about I think it's that Conan the Barbarian music that we play. It was like, I'm Jewish and I know that's code for the learned elders of Zion, that music you're playing. I got to watch it here that I don't commit thought crimes on the air. I got to be very careful in this politically correct world. I could be arrested for what I just said, talking about Colin Powell involved in secret government budget programs here. We'll say it like that. I was talking about, like I was last week when Mr. Poindexter, the convicted felon, the old white guy, I said was involved in big black ops and black budgets. I can say that about Poindexter, but I better be careful about saying Colin Powell is involved in black budget ops, because there's no pun intended. Okay, but that's the insanity of the thought police in America today, folks. They will read the most bizarre stuff into anything. Of course, it's never black people reading it into the show or Hispanics. It's always the liberal, you know, the neocon, neoliberal echelon out there that wants to attack anyone for their speech. Side issue. When we get back, thinking outside the U.S., the Washington Post has reported that the Supreme Court is following the orders of the World Criminal Court. We're now under that. About a month ago, it was in USA Today. It said, taking orders from the UN. Oh, great article on the New York Post, how all the Hollywood people and the bankers and the politicians all have concealed carries for handguns and machine guns, but you can't have guns in New York, the New World Order paradise, the model world. you know, where the nobility can have a sword, but not the slaves. Our troops have been hit by nerve gas. Of course, they're not going to be treated again. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids and really nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway.
Folks, we've got a lot of different news coming up today, economic, global, national, local, different areas of the country with the police state, with the fight against the deadly vaccines. It goes on and on. But jumping back into the news, thinking outside the U.S., and it's a lengthy Washington Post article that happily announces that our Supreme Court now is getting its walking orders from the European criminal courts. Now, USA Today has also announced this about a month ago and even said that they are following from the rulings as if it is their precedent from Europe. Now, in Europe, they're getting rid of the Magna Carta. They're getting rid of their common law. They're getting rid of all juries. You can't face your accuser. You can be arrested for your speech. We've talked a lot about how they arrest TV personalities if they even use the word homosexual. That word is illegal in England now, despite the fact it is in the encyclopedia and the dictionary and is a scientific term, because someone finds it offensive and the government selectively enforces that. Thinking outside the U.S., the Supreme Court is going global, and not just in the sense that several of its justices have embarked on their annual summer voyages to European destinations. See how it's cute and funny. Rather, the court's own decision-making is beginning to reflect the influence of international legal norms, as well as rulings by courts in foreign countries. We can learn so much from Spain, where they arrest you if you criticize the government. And then they've gotten up on the news, the Supreme Court justices, and said, I'm sorry, our Constitution just can't survive, not in the age of the New World Order. The trend peaked in two most important cases of the recently completed term. The court's rulings permitting race-conscious admissions in higher education and abolishing state prohibitions on private consensual homosexual conduct. By the way, Charles Lane of the Washington Post, you would be arrested for that. We have the BBC News article where they arrested one of their TV reporters because at a rally they said farmers deserve the same rights as homosexuals. And the Scotland Yard Diversity Unit head, he had him on the show last year, had the man arrested for the word homosexual. They said that word cannot be used. It is hurtful. So understand the type of courts you're talking about here, Washington Post. The trend peaked in two most important cases recently completed term. The court's rulings permitted race-conscious admissions. Oh, yeah, that was what the conservative court ruled. Neocons told you it was getting rid of affirmative action. It actually affirmed it. See, they tell you gun control, turning your guns in is pro-gun, see? And you go, oh, it's pro-gun. See how they twist everything and you just buy it? The court's ruling permitted race-conscious admissions in higher education and abolished state prohibitions on state consensual homosexual conduct. In both cases, judges invoked legal principles that were not made exclusively in the United States. In the affirmative action case, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor wrote, 5-4 a majority, that the University of Michigan Law School's effort to enroll a critical mass of Black, Latino, and Native American applicants could pass muster under the U.S. Constitution through such programs might not be necessary 25 years from now. Now, again, folks, regardless of whether you're for or against these rulings, you don't go to the EU. You don't go to the International Court of Justice, which has no justice, and have them set our precedents. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote a separate concurring opinion, Justice Stephen G. Bayer, that noted that the court's 25-year time frame was constitutional convention of the elimination of all forms of racial discrimination of the United States in 1994, but that it should not be considered a firm forecast. And they go on to say that, citing opinions of the European Court of Human Rights, he wrote that the right of petitioners seeking the case has been accepted in international human freedom in many other countries. And they go on to list the UN and other courts. In a 2002 ruling banning the death penalty, also invoked international opinion in explaining why the practice violated the permissible punishment. And that was the case of executing retarded people or mentally retarded. They say that the International Criminal Court says you can't do that. And I would agree you shouldn't execute retarded people. But the point is, you don't have to go to the EU to get that ruling and to say, well, the Europeans say it. It's the precedent they're setting. But again, the EU is doing all this, and the world government's doing all this to make themselves look good, see, and then, oh, we got to follow their lead. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most action.
605-9200. Call today.
Central Standard Time, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I'm here. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up a little bit later in this hour, we're going to go to your calls while we switch over to a new 1-800 service because we're moving from Global Crossing to AT&T at the network. Now, you can still call in toll-free at 800-259-9231. You've just got to hit extension 125 to get through to the board. 800-259-9231. Then extension 125. And Joe in New York and others, your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. Look, I've got, as usual, about 50, 60 articles here in front of me, and here's just one of them. And it's out of the Washington Post, and they admit that the court is following the edicts of several European courts and several global courts that have been set up. And at the end of the article, they say, oh, well, it's because the justices travel more than they used to, and every summer they all go visit with their friends in Europe. Yeah, folks, the Chief Justice and others have gone to Bilderberg Group meetings, and they're getting their walking orders. And the article that I'm reading from, and I wish I had a computer screen up on it because I printed it in the non-printer-friendly version. It's hard to read here. But it says, conservative legal scholars who regard the court's use of international legal sources as an intellectually amorphous endeavor that would subject citizens to the decisions of foreign legal institutions. When the court starts taking these into account, it reveals itself as more interested in making policy than interpreting the constitution of the statutes, said John C. Yu, a former Bush administration advisor in international law who teaches law at the University of California at Berkeley. And it goes on to say, citing his words from the court's provision, the previous death penalty case, they wrote that they must never forget that it was the Constitution of the United States of America that we are expounding on, where there is not first a settled consensus among our own people or of other nations. However enlightened the justices of this country may think they can be, they cannot impose that upon the American people through the Constitution. And it's a bunch of other hyperbole it says it's part of globalism and getting rid of our sovereignty. See how they just calmly report and calmly announce in the Washington Post and USA Today and all their legal speak that, oh yeah, we're changing our jurisprudence. We're going to follow the European model. And in more and more cases, we're citing international law. Well, let's break down what's happening. 3 years ago, they executed two German immigrants, illegal aliens, by the way, who went into a bank and shot and killed three people. And there were hundreds of witnesses in and out of the bank. It was a busy bank. They were caught on the surveillance tapes doing it. The police surrounded the bank. They gave up. And they were given the death penalty out in Arizona. And they were executed, which is a good thing. I mean, when you got somebody caught red-handed with witnesses and video of it, I think there needs to be a high standard for the death penalty. But when you got that much evidence, execute them. I do not believe you should be able to go on it off DNA or FBI crime labs or government witnesses. It has to be individual witnesses because the government is totally corrupt. But I am for the death penalty if it is if you have multiple independent witnesses added with videotape and other than, and then admissions. But again, side issue. They gave him the death penalty, and the court was about to hear the case. Well, the Supreme Court, well, the state went ahead and executed him because the Supreme Court didn't agree to hear the case first off. Well, Ginsburg then said, oh, this is horrible. In the future, we will follow the edicts of the International Criminal Court and the World Court of Human Rights and all these other kangaroo institutions that have been set up. Then last year, there was two Mexican immigrants who'd been involved in a similar, two Mexican illegals who'd been involved in a similar murder operation. And there were all these witnesses, and they were caught by security cameras doing it. Very similar case. And they were going to be given the death penalty, and they were going up to be executed. And the execution was stayed by the Supreme Court, citing international law against the death penalty. Now, this is the nine-member court, seven of which were appointed and confirmed by Republican-controlled executive and legislative bodies. So, again, neocon destruction of America right in your face, and you can't even see it, neocon followers. I don't mean to be preachy, but this is killing us. And there's no way for me to sit here and describe just how horrible and just how serious this is. There's no way to do it. I mean, they're just calmly in the news announcing that in all these different cases, our government's following the edicts of the International Criminal Court, the World Court of Human Rights, these different commissions, courts in Belgium. I mean, it's a sick joke. You can't face your accusers. You don't have juries. These things are kangaroo courts in every textbook classical way. They are kangaroo in every way. And where do we get the term kangaroo court? I got this great book. It's I got to get the author of this on. It's Why Do We Say It? You can look up any saying. About 150 years ago, they would execute you for any reason in Australia. And the British courts would, they would have juries under the Magna Carta, but they would go out and appoint the juries. It would always be the police and government officials on the jury. And so the people of the island nation began to say it'd be better if they just had a group of kangaroos. It's a kangaroo court. Anyway, side issue. I love that book. It's over there on the bookshelf in the studio. Why do we say it? It's interesting. But this classical kangaroo court, and so we're going to follow all the orders of this court. Folks, they've banned BB guns in England and Germany. They've banned all the guns. They've confiscated the people's guns. You can't criticize the EU or you're arrested. You can't protest or demonstrate or you get attacked by the police. They're setting up satellite tracking and taxation. They're raiding people's homes. They're doing everything they're doing here, but more. The EU Commission is unelected, giving everybody its orders. They don't allow people to have referendums on whether to give up their currencies or enter the EU. And so our court, our Supreme Court, has to act like they're going off precedent and the Constitution Bill of Rights. At least they did in the past. Now they're going to go off the precedent of these kangaroo courts in Europe. Do you understand what a big deal this is? And I remember being on the air 8 years ago and reading government documents and CFR publications and where they said that we were going to go into the criminal courts and that we weren't going to have any rights and that the government was going to be all powerful. This was their words. And I'd read that on air, and listeners would call in and say, that's ridiculous. There's no such thing as the CFR. And I go, well, yes, it's a global body, and it calls for the destruction of American sovereignty. And they go, oh, sure, I heard Rush Limbaugh says that that's an imaginary group, and it's a kook detector, and you're a liar. They don't say that now, see. They kind of quietly don't talk about the Koch detector anymore as ultra-socialist liberals. Now they just kind of go, yeah, the CFR is here to advise us they're good. So the USA Today article was even more brutal. It was just, you know, how wonderful it was that we were following the orders of the EU and of these courts. And, oh, see, the rulings are you can't execute somebody if they've got below a 75 IQ. And see, that sounds reasonable. I mean, certainly, folks, you don't want to execute someone if they're really mentally retarded. But I've followed a lot of these cases. And the particular case that the Supreme Court ruled on with an international edict and precedent, and, you know, there was video and TV interviews with the guy who'd done the killing 15 years before, and he was cogent and intelligent, and now he's got this, you know, this retarded act of, I don't know what my name is. And you see, 10, 15 years earlier, he's all cunning and intelligent. So that's the problem with this on top of it. But, see, it all sounds good, doesn't it? It sounds real good, but it doesn't matter. See, it's all emotional. I know that most people in modern America think it's just fine for people to sodomize each other, and so they have an international ruling like that, and the average American goes, oh, that's good, the international court. Or they hear, oh, don't kill retarded people. You know, don't execute them. Oh, that's reasonable. You know, they hear this, they're bleeding hearts, and I hear the neocons defending it on air. And so this is what you get. But see, the international court has ruled you can't own guns, there's no right to private property, there's no right to vote, there's no right to face your accuser, you can be held for 25 to 30 years without being tried. These are official international criminal court, international court of justice. We've got dozens of these kangaroo courts. And see, this is, I'm on article number two now, and I could talk forever about this. But see, the International Criminal Court didn't exist. I was making it up. I was delusional 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. But now it's in the Washington Post, and it's good. And, you know, they're traveling to Europe on vacation and picking it up. It's really no big deal. And it's just total propaganda, folks. They're getting their walking orders. They go to globalist meetings, people. Joe in New York. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good talking to you again.
Joe, do you realize how big it is that they're in the Washington Post and USA Today admitting that we're going under the control of these courts and that they are the bosses above the Supreme Court? That's now the authority our court goes to?
Well, you know, I really do think we're toast. I'm not giving up. I'm not saying let's acquiesce to the New World Order. Let's hand in our guns. Let's give up our rights. But I don't know, Alex. I think we have to be individually strong and put up or shut up as far as our faith. Are we going to give in to this? Are we going to be cowards and die on our knees? Are we going to die on our feet like, you know, like free men if it comes down to that?
Well, you're right that they're going to go ahead with their plan regardless of what we do.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, I keep using this example, 99.9%. Do the math, folks. They wanted to vaccinate 10 million people, and out of the 10 largest cities, only 296 showed up to get the shots. I mean, they told the police, they told the firemen, they told the medical workers, the epidemiologists, take your smallpox shot, it's good, and almost universally, on average, 4 out of 20,000, the Associated Press reported, said no. Said no. So what does that say to the globalists? See, I mean, they can act like we're all buying it and have some, you know, beautiful info babe who looks like a mind control slave up there tell us everyone loves the New World Order, everyone loves Big Brother, everyone loves implantable microchips. But that doesn't mean in reality the people are buying it. The problem is the individual sits there not buying it but thinking they're alone. You understand that paradigm?
Absolutely. Now, what about this new idea or this new policy of the mainstream media? This is my parrot in the background. The mainstream media offering and reporting to the American people that actually pro-life is not an extreme position. How do you correlate that with what's going on?
Well, you're talking about how the media has done the polls that now the majority of women,
right,
as well as men, we covered this a few months ago, only about, I'm going from memory here, 34% of women are for abortion now. It's the low 30s. And the vast majority of men in the high 60s are against abortion. Those numbers have flipped in the last 10 years. And I may be off a point or two. You said you just saw it on the news. Is that the numbers they gave?
Yeah, all of the mainstream propaganda machines, CNN, Fox.
Yeah, I don't have the article in front of me, but I'm going from memory. There were several polls, but they were all low 30s women for abortion, high 60s men against it. So it's basically flipped. But, yeah, see, they have to have a facade. You know, Bush comes out and says, I'm studying this. I may be against homosexual marriage. Just committed a thought crime, folks, saying the word homosexual. He may be against it. Oh, he cut $97 million abortion funding to the UN. Oh, you're winning. People are against abortion. Well, where's the ban? Why hasn't Bush signed it? It's rhetoric. And, yes, it's the mass of millions of active Americans demanding that Bush do this. He's got to have some litmus test. And his own pundits have said, his own mouthpieces, that if he does something about abortion, at least restricts some partial birth, which even Gephardt's for doing. That shows us how conservative Bush is. This is very moderate, folks. If he does that, at least, then he can sign his assault weapons ban. And they've actually said that, and the conservatives will let him slide with that, which is insane. But that's why they're doing it. I mean, take Bush. Look, Bush increased by billions of dollars the amount of funding to UNESCO, whose main job is abortion. When you hear about this vaccine funding, that's Planned Parenthood abortions. When you hear about all this UNESCO funding, that's the government financing abortions. So they cut it by 90-something mil and then increase it by several billion. It's smoke and mirrors. You understand, Joe?
Sure. Well, I tell you, Alex, I think they're going to be ready to go soon. From what I've read, from the things I've read on the internet about the U.S. State Department handing over property, the Alaskan Islands, some of them to the USSR.
That was 4 years ago. Bill Clinton did that, and it was official. Read the Reuters article, but people are just now learning of it.
Right, and for China, having both sides of the Panama Canal,
was given by our government. Yeah,
right. They've got the West Coast. They've got the East Coast. And the other foreign troops are going
to
be...
But understand, this is after nukes or smallpox release. They're coming to help us.
Or slaughter us, actually.
And then, when patriots fight back against the foreign troops, they're going to announce on the news that we're really working with Al-Qaeda, see?
Well, I tell you, until this happens, I'm going to continue going to website, or rather going to chat rooms, and pasting InfoWars and Prison Planet... and handing out, your website to people who I meet in work and elsewhere. But, you know, I guess that's really all we can do.
Sounds like you've got a neocon in the background, Joe.
That's my parrot. Actually, I guess it is a neocon, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll come back and talk to Dennis and others, and I'm going to read from the NRA the actual subsections of the bill where Bush, with feverish glee, wants to ban your guns. Ban your guns. I mean, across the board, almost everything. I know I'm liberal. I'm against it. We'll be right back.
As a doctor, you're able to cure and heal your patients. Unfortunately, there's more than that to a successful medical practice. Confirming appointments, rescheduling missed visits, and sending reminders is inconvenient and time-consuming. A team of receptionists is a costly solution. GTI Technologies has an efficient and manageable answer. Let GTI's appointment verification system be your communications link to your patients. Find out more at gtitelecom.com or call toll-free 1-877-518-5888. The money saved will transform your practice. Using personalized delivery, GTI's cutting-edge technology will confirm appointments, recall patients, reschedule visits, or deliver any message you like. Flexibility means your messages can be transferred at any time you choose by telephone, fax, or email. GTI can also tailor systems for any type of business. Call them at 1-877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888, or visit www.gtitelecom.com today and put their technology to work for you.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Dennis in Arkansas, Mark in Kansas, Mark in Minnesota, others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. I haven't even gotten to the meat of the news. I mean, I've gone into about two or three articles so far, and I could spend, again, hours on each one. Our Supreme Court says that they're going to get their guidance, and by the way, this is in their statements. The Washington Post kind of whitewashes it and says, oh, yeah, they're following European edicts and, you know, going with their rulings. I've years ago read justices' comments about how Europe's the authority, they've got the answer, everything stems from them. No, America was a 180 from that. And anybody who knew history would understand that, but people don't understand that, so they go, oh, okay, well, you're conservative, follow the foreign court's edicts. And they'll have some neocon playing the part of being against it. And again, against it for all the wrong reasons. This is paradigm management. Before I go to Dennis and Mark and others, if you want to find out more about the globalists, if you want to see what the New World Order is doing on hundreds of different subjects from hundreds of different angles to give you a really good picture of what they are and what their plans are and how to stop them, you need to get 911, The Road to Tyranny, my 2+ hour film about the history of government-sponsored terrorism and September 11th, and it breaks down how they carried the attacks out and why. Very important to get that film and to get it out to people. Police State 3, my third in the Police State series, is now out. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes long. It's really three films in one. Just too much to describe, folks. You've got to get it. The videos are $25.95 apiece, but if you order three or more of any of the nine films, and they're all the equivalent of multiple videos, but any of the nine films, they drop down to $20 a piece, big discount. My books, 911 Descent into Tyranny about September 11th, it's 230 pages long. So don't wait. Go to InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net or PrisonPlanet.com. Go to our secure online shopping cart and order the videos today. Or call toll-free at 1-888-253-3139. Your purchase also supports this broadcast and what I'm doing. and helps us make future films. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. If you want to wake people up, if you want to take action, if you want to change the course of events, the videos can and will do it. On average, 90% of those that see the new films are waking up. They already knew something was wrong with the world, but we take the blinders off. Think of how important it is to unlock minds, to free people's souls with God's help, ladies and gentlemen. By showing people what the New World Order is up to, they wake up to its evil, and many of them find God. I'm telling you, we got to expose this New World Order. We got to save them from this beast system. Get the videos. Don't wait. 888-253-3139. I promise when we start the second hour, I'll take calls for about 20 minutes real quick, and then I'm going to go into the NRA story where they admit the gun grabbing by Bush. Then we'll go back into news. Dennis, Mark, and many others, be patient. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. And while we're switching phone systems, you got to hit extension 125 just today. So add an extension 125 when the voicemail prompts you. So 800-259-9231, extension 125. All your calls, a bunch of news, straight ahead in the second hour. It's not extreme to know the law and know America's history. And it's not liberal to be pro-gun. I'm sorry, neocons.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation. But during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most extreme.